1776.
What's going on in Fort Hood? The reports of a lot of suicides, record numbers. Oh, that's sad. In the meantime, the Yankees return to the playoffs. They eliminate the Red Sox. The Reds clinch the NL Central. Why am I telling you this? Because we do sports shorts. That's coming up at the end of the hour. And Europe's on high alert over some terror threats. That's a little bit of what we'll jam through here in this hour of America tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, we call it Water Cooler Buzz on the overnight highway, as so many people are alive and kicking. I call them third shifters, or people who are insomniacs or flat out crazy and can't sleep. Oh, let me get that NyQuil. Oh, the NyQuil. So we feel you, and there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot happening as we peruse these deep, deep waters. A lot of it has to do with politics lately because the midterm elections are, frankly, right around the corner. We're talking about November 2nd. And will it be a massacre of the Democrats? Will it be kind of a little bit of both? Ultimately, do the Republicans take back both chambers, the majority anyway? Tough to say. Because, you'll talk to some Democratic strategists, and then you do the same with the Republicans, and naturally, it's about the optimism and pumping out whatever the party line is. But the frustration and the anger across the country is very real. And you feel it in all different directions. I don't think you can just say, well, only conservatives are furious, and only real Republicans are upset. And they're not really paying attention to what's going on. And the same thing with the most liberal of the Democrats. I mean, shed the labels. I really, truly believe a lot of people are concerned, one, on where we're headed, and two, on can we survive all of this. And when I say survive it, this is a capitalistic country. We've thrived in a capitalistic environment. And the more, the more we see big government really get involved, the more it gets mucked up. In my opinion, it's about small government and not as many controls. If it were a well-oiled machine and it hardly broke down, maybe that'd be a different story, but it's not. And there's just too much red tape, and there's about to be more, especially when it comes to small businesses, which I don't understand that at all. If the backbone of this country is about entrepreneurs making things happen, and the people who do that and employ others, why are they getting cut off at the knees? Now, you wouldn't think that with the new law kicking in, okay, small business. But when you read what the law does, you get a different perspective. And ultimately, if you have community banks, for one, saying they don't want the money, they don't want to get money to lend money to these entrepreneurs, these business owners, because the business owners don't want it. They don't want the attachments to it about how they have to pay it back. They're too worried about that. They'd rather slice off some jobs, take on more responsibility, or figure out a different way to do it because they don't want to get into a TARP-like situation. And I think that you're going to probably see a lot of that from state to state. Will some jump on? Probably. But what does it really mean for the small business owner? What does it really mean? So it's all about politics and coattails and getting elected, and there's not much time left. Next week, you'll see that it'll pretty much be like a graveyard at the Capitol, because everybody will run home to push whatever their agenda is to try to get voters to vote for them in their respective states. And it's interesting because some of the stickier legislation, once again, where is it? It's in a box on a shelf somewhere. Can't touch immigration because, geez, I think one thing, but the majority of my voters don't think the same thing, so I'd rather not deal with it. Forget this pathway to amnesty. Forget the fence idea. Forget the securing the border. I have thoughts, and we've talked about them, and I've expressed them when I've gotten my few minutes to talk about it, but I'm not going to do that now because I want to be electable. And the same with the Bush tax credits. They'll get pushed off because it's better to not stick your neck out too far unless you're sure it's not going to get cut off. See, and you can clearly see the battle lines that are drawn. There's no doubt about that, right? Absolutely none. So it's not surprising when the president goes to visit Wisconsin, you have Russ Feingold, the senator there, all into it, ready to scream his lungs out. Take a listen to what he said.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Yeah, there you go. Why wouldn't I, where would I be? He's here. The president's here. I'm all about it. Let's talk about it. And it's, you know, it's like one of those typical rally things. And we're seeing a little bit of it. A little bit of the, president stumping for some of the Democrats. And certainly with the Republicans, it's about the, tax cuts, like I said, and things that aren't happening. And, you know, it's politics. That's what it is. And you mash it up in a blender, and what do we get when it's all said and done? What does the American base want? What do most people want? And the answer is they don't want to pay more in taxes. I don't care if they're rich, poor, somewhere in between, middle class, whatever. And they don't want to see, really, who really wants to see this deficit click up? Not really. Because of the payback. You know, there's always that thing about paying back tomorrow. Ask all the people that are stuck in terrible credit card debt. They thought the same thing. Oh, I'll win the lottery tomorrow, no problem. This is nothing. And then they see that the credit card company would just, like, throw up the rates for no reason, even if they were paying it off. Talk to those people about getting duped into too much credit card debt. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Well, I'm one of those crawling my way out of credit card debt.
Oh, it's hard.
It's a royal pain in the caboose.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't see why people get very discouraged about the political process. Much for the same reasons that you have outlined tonight and along the way. But can I go to sports for a moment?
Uh-huh.
What do you think of the... I know it's only two games out of 2,400-plus are played in Major League Baseball every year.
Uh-huh.
The last two nights, the Kansas City Royals have beat the Minnesota Twins, the AL Central champs, 10-8 and 10-1. How about that?
Sweet for those Royals, because the
Twins... Yeah, I know it's too little too late.
Definitely
too little too late, but... Just a little something to celebrate anyway.
There you go. You're a great fan. I mean, that's the way to be, Tom. You have to look at you're an optimist. You have to look at what the silver lining is, that, hey, the Twins are the champs, but at least we beat them. Tom, we always love it when you call the show. You're a great caller. You have a fine morning. Thank you. Hang with us. Coming up, we are kicking the can down the road. This time, it's about odds and ends.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. We weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never answered before. That you're lovely and you're perfect, and that somebody wants you.
Scary stuff here, tapping odds and ends, a little of this, a little of that. Who wants to pull down the Eiffel Tower? Well, just like the World Trade Centers and other historic buildings or monuments to something, now the Eiffel Tower has been the target. Intelligence folks say they've intercepted a really credible terror plot against England and France, and there are a lot of security fears at the Eiffel Tower. So they evacuated it on Tuesday night when they got a bomb threat. It's the second time that they've gotten that kind of an alert at that monument in 2 weeks. That'd be brutal to be up there, wouldn't it be? You must immediately evacuate the Eiffel Tower. I knew you flew all this way and you wanted to be up in the tower. Then you're petrified because that's what you're thinking. Well, it's a bomb threat. It's a terror attack. It's something. And that warning happened because they were told this is a credible one. This isn't some kook. We think that this is real. And they've got their terror threat warning on severe. In England, they say the threat was uncovered weeks ago, and it was thought to be in the early stages. And the belief was the groups wanted to launch first an attack in England and then in France. I mean, can we all agree that we're just on constant high alert? And I say that because what does it mean? It's like when I was at the airport, when I was in Tampa, and I think I told the story, so I don't want to bore you with all the details, but, you know, you basically, you take a tram in Tampa from the main terminal to where your gate is, and it's easy, it's great. And then you get there, and then you go through. So going through security there, unless it's a really crowded time, is pretty easy as far as the lines. But then the first thing you're greeted with is this giant sign about the terror alert. And it's all this gobbledygook about we're on high alert or whatever. And I just think to myself, well, we're always on high alert. Aren't we always on high alert? How do you – the various stages, it doesn't make any sense. Well, now we have a low terror threat. So it means we're not worried about anything. So feel free to go up into our national treasures, like go up the Statue of Liberty or go ahead up the Empire State Building. Don't worry about it. Everything's okay in New York. Everything's okay in the Eiffel Tower. It's no worries. It's useless. For agencies to have it, okay, the FBI or the CIA or whatever, to say, yeah, we've gotten all these credible threats, so we just want to tell you that we're in a high alert situation because of this group and that group and what we're seeing and movement here and whatever and what we've tracked. That I get that. But unless you're going to tell us what it is, give me a break because we're always on alert. Whew, I feel better. I got that off my chest. How about this? The U.S. is stepping up drone strikes in Pakistan. This is always dicey. In Islamabad, they don't like it. But certainly we can see that the drones do their job as long as they're on course. They get off course, oh, then we're in trouble. And that's happened. So what's going on now is these attacks against the Al-Qaeda people, the safe havens, trying to nail them, trying to hit them. That's what they're trying to do. And the idea is, we're trying to stabilize Afghanistan and Pakistan. There have been 20 strikes that have been carried out remotely because they're remote drones. We know that, okay? And in September, that is a record in a month to have 20 strikes. Now, nobody of high value was killed, but a lot of low-ranking members of different nationalities bit the dust thanks to the drones. So, and this is all part of the strategy and all part of what's happening on that border. We know that we've certainly increased the troops late last year. What did we add? 30,000. And the last units have now arrived in Afghanistan. Most of the drone attacks are squarely aimed at the what they call the Haqqani faction of the Mahajin, and they're closely linked to Al-Qaeda, and you know that's pretty much where most of the strikes are hitting that particular group. But then you look at the drone and is this effective, ineffective, dirty business? Because a lot of people think drones are dirty business. I think the idea in the United States of using the drones for traffic is ridiculous. I don't like that. Then you probably will see some crazy disaster. Using drones on the border might be effective. It's the same thing. What if they go off course and then you kill the wrong people? Then all hell breaks loose and it's not a good deal. But the drones, at least right now, have hit the targets. It hits a civilian house. We've seen that happen. That's not good. Most of the strikes are going to continue in that region along the Afghanistan-Pakistani border. It's really the hornet's nest, and you can see it because you got snipers all over the place. If you've watched or listened to any of the people we've had on this show, if you've watched any of the news programs who go deep, like 60 minutes is good for that kind of stuff because they'll take however long it is, a month or so, and flush out some details with some of these regimens. Frankly, I was surprised I saw the latest 60 minutes, and Laura Logan did a great job on her report. She was with a unit where they were in one of these situations. They go in and out of it every single day, and they were shot at. She had to get back in the tank. and you got a really good kaleidoscope of what it's like to try to get people to change their mind in the Middle East in a particularly thorny area. And I'm being kind by saying that. All right, nods and ends. Does lightning strike twice? And I use that as the setup because you know the old bit about you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. How about this guy in St. Louis? There is a man in St. Louis who won $1 million in the lottery. Then he won $2 million. And this is what's interesting. Not the numbers lottery. He won $1 million with a scratch-off ticket in June, and then he won this month $2 million with something called Mega Monopoly. It's a scratcher's ticket, too. The guy's a retired military man who was working at a help desk for a telecom company before retiring after the first win, and you know what he said? I'm just a lucky guy. And I'd say that's pretty lucky. You know what the chances of winning $1 million in this game, the scratch-off game, that he did? 1 in 228 million. The odds of winning $2 million, about the same. The chances of winning both of them, I think, off the charts. And, you know, hey, good for him that this guy gets to retire and lives the dream. He got $700,000 for the June win. He's going to get $1.3 million for the September win because of taxes, of course. So he can now go and travel or do whatever he wants to do. And I guess that's part of what he's going to do is fix up his house and maybe travel a little bit. He says he's still going to play the lottery. What does he have to lose? He'll probably win again. I mean, that's just a crazy deal. $1 million and then $2 million. Matt, wouldn't you love to be that guy? I mean, how amazing is that? He wins $1 million in June, then claims a $2 million prize in September. That's a crazy statistic, off the charts.
You think you might be kind of done playing the lottery after you win $1 million, but I guess maybe the million's not enough. But I don't know. I'd be all right with $1 million.
I was thinking the same thing when you said that. So you take the taxes out. You pocket $700,000, I'd say that's pretty good. I think if young Matt went and got a scratcher and a scratch-off and you did that, you might call me to say goodbye, but you're not doing this show anymore.
I might take a vacation that would probably be permanent.
An incredible vacation, you're right. That would be permanent because, you know, then you what are you doing? You can start your own business. You can hang out for a while. You can go visit relatives. You can go rent an island or something like that. It's amazing to make your mind wonder of what you would do, though, huh? Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns
And it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more. For rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
For some politicians, the Democrats who are out there fighting and clawing for their life, trying to survive. One of the things that he talked about that just sort of came up when he was asked a question in Albuquerque was about religious beliefs. And it's something that it's rare. You never really hear the president discuss anything about religion, but here's what he talked about as far as Christianity.
I came to my Christian faith later in life, and it was because the precepts of Jesus Christ spoke to me in terms of the kind of life that I would want to lead.
And he said, I'm a Christian by choice, and that my family weren't people who went to church every week. My mother was one of the most spiritual people I knew, but she didn't raise me in the church. And he said he seeks to do that through daily prayer and public service, and that's what he prays for every day. And, you know, this comes up a lot, the idea that Obama is the son of a Muslim father from Kenya. His mother, we know, was from Kansas. He lived in Indonesia with his mother and an Indonesian stepfather. And the country was talking about, remember the poll that was taken about whether or not Obama was a Muslim? And, you know, I said this, listen, for all the criticism of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, rightfully so, I think the guy's unhinged. He sat in those pews with Wright for however long. Clearly, he was following Christianity. But what happened was at this backyard stop, he was asked about something about abortion and something about religion. And that's when he decided to talk about it and to say that, you know, he deeply believes that one of the bedrock strengths of the country is that we embrace people of faith, many faiths and no faith, and that we still have a country that is predominantly Christian, but we have Jews and Muslims and Hindus and atheists and agnostics and Buddhists, and that their own path to grace is one that we have to revere and respect as much as our own. So this was interesting because it was just, wow. What happened was he was questioned. Like I said, you don't really get this from Obama. He was questioned by somebody who said that she had three hot topic questions for him, and one of them was about abortion, one was about taking home some chili peppers, and then there was this other religious one. On the abortion thing, he said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, and that it should be made by the woman involved, not by the government, and that he'd take some of the peppers that she was offering to go. So it's obviously making some headlines because of the fact that Obama was dissed so much about his religious choices. And now I wonder if he's going to open up something about, open sort of a pathway to him discussing Christianity more as he tries to help some of these other Democrats get elected. I wonder if that will come up. I bet it will come up in the next couple of stops because people will pick up on that theme and ask him about it. Picking up on themes, though, is something that we're not seeing work too well for some of the Dems. The Republicans are saying that they're stalling on the Charlie Rangel and Maxine Waters cases, because remember, they're going up before the Ethics Committee. And what's happening is the Republicans are saying that Zoe Lofgren, the chairwoman, the Democrat from California, it's her fault for not holding public ethic trials of the two before the November elections, that it should have happened. Remember, Rangel's accused of a whole bunch of things, including tax fraud and whatnot. Waters is definitely accused of improperly helping a bank with which she and her husband had stock in. And it's not happening. It's stalled. It's the public trials are not going to happen, it doesn't look like, before the November election. So the Republicans are saying, listen, we're not buying the arguments that the hearings couldn't be scheduled after months of trial preparation and 2 years of investigation for Charlie Rangel. How can this be? It doesn't make any sense. The notices of public trial schedules in both of their cases should be out there, and they know about it. It doesn't make any sense. So, of course, it's a stall tactic, and it's not good for the Democrats to have both of them being charged with the things that they're charged with. And, you know, Rangel's going to fall, and I would think Maxine's going to fall, too. So that's not good for the Democrats, and that it is a stalled deal. I mean, yeah, it's a given. I mean, come on, give me a break. In the meantime, while there's this stalling going on, we're going to stick on this political theme here. Joe Biden, remember him, the vice president? He's kind of been laying low here and there. He's not laying low anymore. Joe Biden talked about in New Hampshire, he talked about the need to remind the base constituency to stop whining and get out there and look at the alternatives. And he says, look, this president's done an incredible job. He's kept promises. And he says, it's idiotic what some people are saying. If Democrats with the White House and congressional supermajorities had delivered on what they promised, and if people had jobs, then I agree with the Daily Kos founder, then you really wouldn't have people whining. But they didn't deliver on the jobs. You didn't have that. And instead, you see that there's more deficit happening and too much spending. So that's what you get. I mean, you know, you didn't deliver on the main thing. What's in it for me is always the theme. You always have to keep that in mind. It's like business people that are smart get that. What's in it for me? When they're talking to vendors, when they're trying to get money out of somebody, what is the common denominator? And somehow they forgot that in Washington because they didn't think about the middle class in most cases until it was recently, until it was too late. Until it was too late to do that because the middle class keeps slowly disappearing. All right, this is a follow-up to the situation in Georgia. And I'm talking about the Georgia pastor who's wild. If you don't know anything about him, listen, the guy is vibrant on the stage, and he is so popular in Atlanta. One of the guys accusing Bishop Eddie Long of coercing him to have sex told a TV interviewer that he loved the pastor and considered him a father figure, but he's still a predator and a monster. He said, I loved him. I'm always going to have love for the things he taught us, but he hurt us worse than anything I felt in my life. He turned his back on us. He had no more need for us. That's not a father. It's a predator. That's what one of the guys said. And they keep insisting, so, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, maybe. Jamal Parrish is the one guy's name. He's one of the four suing Long in state court, claims that Long gave them cars and clothes and cash and trips and all that sort of stuff to lure them into this relationship with him when they were teens in this church in suburban Atlanta. It's called the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. And he says it's a emotional struggle that he can't forget that he made him cry many nights when I drove his cars on the way home. He's saying that he wasn't able to take enough showers to wipe the smell of him off his body. Ooh. Yep, I think more details are going to start to emerge from that, and it's going to be tough to defend Long. I mean, he has to have his day in court, so we'll see what they come up with. I mean, this is a guy who's got a lot of athletes and politicians and entertainers that come to his church. I think I mentioned it the other night, 10,000-seat cathedral. He's got like 40 ministries, and he's very outspoken when it comes to gay marriage. So here we go again. If the evidence adds up and they can prove this, I mean, he really slams gay people and anything to do with gay rights. But here he is with these four guys accusing him of having relationships with them. So it's not boding very well for him, let's just say. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to turn to the world of sports. What's going on with the Ryder Cup? How about the baseball playoffs? And, of course, just a reminder about football that our incredible game, Nail the Score, is coming up on Thursday/Friday's show in the third hour when the computer picks randomly the game of the week in the NFL. You call, you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to be a genius to do this. It is like picking lottery numbers. Maybe lightning will strike in your direction.
Shoot. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You know, earlier on America Tonight, Tom in Kansas called us to say that he felt good about the fact that the Royals at least beat the Twins, who are the NL Central champs. But here you go, in Tampa, you have a winner. You have a team, the Rays, who are winning. They're going to the postseason. It's a question of who they play and all that sort of stuff, but they're going to the postseason. So Evan Longoria, all-star of the Tampa Bay team, says that it's just ridiculous when you look at the attendance for his team. The turnout on Monday was 12,446, and that was for a game where the Rays had a chance to clinch the second playoff berth in their history. So in his words, and starting off Sports Shorts, here's Longoria.
You know, we have an opportunity to clinch a postseason berth, and, you know, there's only eight teams to get an opportunity to do that. You know, we feel like we should go out there and have a packed house, and it's tough to see, and it's actually sometimes disheartening for us. Play 155 games and go a full season of playing really good baseball. I mean, it's kind of like, what else do we have to do to draw fans into this place? I mean, it's actually embarrassing for us. It's something that I've been wanting to say for a long time, and it's not a jab at the fans. It's not a, you know, it's not a kick below the belt, but it's something that we'd like to see, you know, because obviously we want to bring a championship to Tampa, and you know, we'd like more than 12,000 to 15,000 to know about it.
Yeah, and so what do? The team gives away 20,000 free tickets for Wednesday night's game against the Orioles. Wow, how crazy is that? I mean, they have to give the tickets away. It certainly can't be about the players. They have some incredible players. They really do. But the fact that they're not getting the support is partially because the people who live there are transplants. And a lot of them are like Yankee fans or Red Sox fans, and they may come out for their teams to see the home team where they grew up or whatever play them, but they're not coming out in mass to watch these Rays. And it's interesting because Longoria, good for him that he stepped up to the plate, so to speak, and didn't have any problems criticizing the fans. And he said it's not a knock on the fans, but it was. And the radio talk shows down there were just absolutely exploding with calls from fans talking about the ball players, the millionaire row, for complaining about attendance. They got a lot of feedback from people who said they were disappointed about the comments of the lack of support. Matt, you and I were talking about this off the air, being huge baseball fans, but from also baseball areas. And I really do think it's that, the fact that you've got these transplants. There's places where they would love to have a team like the Rays.
Yeah, and I was telling you how me and my buddy, we were texting each other back and forth about this, how it's just a shame because that team is actually, it's a really good team.
Yes.
They play in a competitive division. They're always going head-to-head with the Yankees and the Red Sox, who are kind of baseball royalty, and they end up beating them, and they get no one to come to their games. And I know their stadium's a little older, but
yeah.
Even when the Twins were in the Metrodome, yeah, we'd get maybe 15, 20,000 some nights. But if it's the playoffs or something like that, that place was sold out. They'd sell 60,000 tickets. They'd fill it up like a football stadium.
Absolutely.
So the people would come out if they were winning, for sure. And now that we have the new stadium, obviously it's a completely different story. Everything's sold out. But I don't know if they need a new stadium or if they should just move the team. I was telling you off air that I think they should move it to like Puerto Rico or something.
Oh, yeah. And that's what baseball wants to do anyway. They want to keep expanding into Latin America. The problem would be playing the other teams and the travel. But your point is well taken. The people in Puerto Rico embrace the game of baseball. So you see that they've had five sellouts this season, five. And a sellout consists of 36,973 people. Wow. I mean, that's just insane. How many people are going to show up for the free tickets? They don't know. It's first come, first serve basis, 2.5 hours before the game. But it's about trying to get more energy into the Tropicana Field is where they play. And I'm glad that he did that. Good for him that he was able to speak up and not just lay in the weeds. I'm glad he said that. No problem in Cincinnati. It was a big, big night for Cincinnati on Tuesday as they clinched. Listen to how it sounded.
And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds. Jay Bruce explodes at first pitch. Into the grass and straight away center field. He is being mobbed by his teammates.
Yeah, mobbed by his teammates. It's been 15 years. Did you hear that crowd there? That was not a Spartan crowd. They were excited. It was kind of neat to look at the video. I mean, I know this is radio, but you could hear it. You could feel that vibe. And the fact that you're talking about that home run, that was it, man. And to see them do what seemed improbable for the NL Central title, for some of a franchise that's gone through some of the worst times of their history. 9 straight losing seasons, a 15-year playoff drought, huge, 1 home run. And
old Dusty's back in the playoffs.
I know. Do you love that? It's exactly what I was thinking. You think of Dusty Baker, and always in my mind, it just goes to San Francisco. And now here he is. He's the guy. San Francisco, Chicago, now boom, with Cincinnati. It's a pretty good group of guys there. I don't know how far they're going to go in the playoffs, but you know, it's interesting. The Reds sold 30,151 tickets for the clinching game, and that's above average for a September weeknight. And they say they could almost taste it when they went on the field. They could feel that vibe with the fans. You know, there is something to that. The crowd was on its feet in the 6th when the Reds loaded the bases with none out. And, you know, that ended up being a nothing. There was a ground out inning double play ultimately. But still, the fans were in to the drama, and they were rewarded for that. All right, quickly, the Ryder Cup, believe it or not, is coming up, and Tiger Woods will be a major factor in this one. I don't think anyone's worrying about who he slept with or the fact that he's divorced now. It's all about the golf. Here's his take.
The teams are always fun to be a part of. We don't get a chance to do it very often. And as I said, once we leave college, you don't get to do it very often. So for us to come together like this and be a part of a squad is truly fun.
Yeah, and again, his shoulders are going to be what the team is going to rely on to be certain. There's some of the great players for the Ryder Cup, but the captains actually started things off by tweeting back and forth, using a little bit of that social technology. Yeah, you know, the Facebook and the Twitter stuff, and that's what they were doing and talking about the different teams and the players. But the U.S. and the European players have been banned from tweeting, but not the captains. They were able to do that. And, of course, the captains are Corey Pavin and Colin Montgomery. They're talking about the fact that they're going to have a blanket ban to keep the players focused on the 3-day competition. It starts on Friday in Wales. That's where it's playing out. And you can bet that the Americans want to win this thing. I mean, of course they do. And the U.S. team has some other terrific players, Jim Furyk, Zach Johnson, Hunter Mahan, Bubba Watson, to name a few. Probably what I'll do is I'll tape some of this and watch it. It's fun to watch the international competition. I know you're thinking, oh, don't tell me she watches golf. Oh, it's so boring. It's like watching paint dry. It's not when it comes to the Ryder Cup. It really isn't. I'm telling you. I'm not getting paid to tell you this as a sports person, but if you're hanging out on the couch and you're bored with some of the other things that are going on but happen to be bored with college football, then flip over the Ryder Cup for a few minutes and take a watchful eye towards some of the Americans to see if they sink some of those necessary putts.
USA! 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 USA.